And now this is a dictation for Philip, T-H-I-L-I-P, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, January 1189, addresses a letter to Jill, J-I-L-L, Gear, G-E-E-R-N-P, 810-244-0226. Dear Miss Gear, a follow-up for Mr. Scott, who has low sodium concentration, probably from medications for his developmental disability, bipolar disorder, and seizures, comes accompanied with father, last visit in January, no hospital admission, physically active during the summertime, has lost few pounds, constipation or bleeding, extensive review system being negative, medication list review, extensive medication for his neurological abnormalities, including lithium, present weight is stable, blood pressure 119/81 by nurse, physical exam non-contributory, mental disability, normal speech, no respiratory distress, non-focal, next paragraph, chemistries, preserved kidney function, chronically low sodium 130, other chemistries are normal or close to normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hyponatremia. Which is chronic, no progression, asymptomatic. Question effect of medications. We need to update urine sodium and urine osmolality. Preserved kidney function. Blood pressure upper normal. Exposed to lithium, but no evidence of renal failure. Lithium will cause diabetes insipidus. No evidence of elevated sodium concentration. Actually the opposite. This is behaving more as potential SIADH or poor solute intake, clinically not symptomatic, fluid intake according to his thirst, and of course when he's outside perspiration. Discuss patient and father, end of dictation.